Let's pray together before we celebrate communion. Father, we are so grateful to you that in your grace and in your mercy, you did draw us to yourself. You called us, you saved us by the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And that's what we remember now as we come to this time of communion. And we do that with grateful hearts. We thank you in his name. Amen. Communion is a remembrance. Specifically, it's a remembrance that Christ died for the forgiveness of our sins. The penalty, you know it, for sin is death and separation from God. His death completely satisfied God's wrath against sin. As far as the east is from the west, our transgressions have been removed from us. We have been cleansed. We are purified. Our debt has been canceled. We stand before him completely forgiven. As we prepare our hearts for communion today, I would like to focus on forgiveness. The forgiveness that we've received from God and the forgiveness that we are commanded to give to others. In Matthew 18, Peter posed a question to Jesus regarding forgiveness and how often we must forgive another. Jesus responded to Peter's question with a parable that ended with a warning regarding forgiveness. And this morning I'd like to read that for you as we prepare for communion. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began to settle accounts, one who owed him 10,000 talents, and I don't know if that has meaning to you, but that would equate in today's terms to about $3.6 billion, was brought before him. Since he had no way to pay it back, his master commanded that he, his wife, his children, and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. At this, the slave fell face down before him and said, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you everything.' Then the master of that slave had compassion, released him, and forgave him the loan. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and that would equal about $6,000 in today's terms. He grabbed him, started choking him, and said, 'Pay what you owe.' At this, his fellow slave fell down and began begging him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he wasn't willing. On the contrary, he went and threw him into prison until he could pay what was owed. When the other slaves saw what had taken place, they were deeply distressed, and they went and reported to their master everything that had happened. Then, after he had summoned him, his master said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And his master got angry and handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay everything that he was owed. So my heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from his heart." Here we see an example of a $3.6 billion debt that is impossible to repay. If that slave would have worked only 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it would have taken him 164,000 years to pay that back. But he begs that his master would forgive him and be patient with him. He was granted forgiveness of the loan and his debt was canceled. And then what was his response to his fellow servant who owed him approximately $6,000, which would have been less than 4 months' wages? He refuses to forgive him. By Christ's death, our insurmountable debt to God has been paid. As recipients of that forgiveness that we've received, we as believers must also be forgivers. As we prepare to take the bread and the cup in remembrance of Christ's sacrifice, please allow me to remind you that this celebration is reserved for those who have come to Christ in repentance and faith and trusted Him as their personal Lord and Savior. If you are here today and you have not yet committed your life to Christ, let me remind you that the Scriptures tell us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Please don't leave here today without speaking with someone about how you might become a recipient of that gift. For those who have received Christ, who are His, you have received the forgiveness of sins that He purchased. Let's reflect upon and give thanks for that tremendous gift. And let's keep in mind that the proof that one has received God's forgiveness through faith in Christ is a transformed heart and a changed life. The fact that we are recipients of God's mercy and forgiveness should humble us so that we have no other option but to forgive others from our heart. If there is someone that you have not forgiven from your heart, please, as you prepare for communion, do that as you remember His sacrifice for us. And furthermore, if there's someone that you need to seek forgiveness from, I would encourage you to do that today or this week. As the men come now to service, please hold the elements until everyone has been served. And after everyone has been served, we will eat and drink together in grateful remembrance of His provision for the forgiveness of our sins.